On to our fifth and final story of the program, results from the U.S. state of Iowa caucuses show Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz has won over rival Donald Trump. With nearly all of the precincts across Iowa reporting, Cruz is ahead of Trump 28% to 24%, with Marco Rubio only 1 point behind Trump. On the Democratic side, the contest seems really tight, with Hillary Clinton leading Bernie Sanders by less than 1%. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley has also won less than 1% of the votes. The Iowa caucuses are the first step in a nationwide nomination process. Former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst James Jatras believes that the anti-establishment candidates have done well in the Iowa caucuses because of the public resentment against Washington's rigged financial system.
Well, what it means is this race may go on for a while. There was some thinking that if Trump did win in Iowa and he looks good to win in New Hampshire, that he could, as they say, run the table. That may not happen now. We may be in for a long, hard fight with really now maybe a three-man race, but it could get more complicated than that. Right now, we have nothing settled at all on the Republican side. I thought Sanders would do very well. Let's be clear. Any way you look at this, it's a tie. And for Hillary, that's not particularly good news. Sanders is likely to win in New Hampshire coming up next week. And what happens after that is difficult to tell. Sanders should not have done this well against Hillary in a place like Iowa, and he did. So she's in for the fight of her life. I think it's some of the mood that's with the people right now that we also see a little bit on the Republican side. Remember, Cruz is also considered an anti-establishment candidate by many Republicans. I think this is still the year of anti-establishment candidates. Hillary has establishment written all over her. She's not a particularly attractive candidate, as even most Democrats will tell you. And there's a lot of resentment out there in America, and especially in the left wing of the Democratic Party, against what they perceived as a rigged financial system and a rigged economy. And Mr. Sanders, Senator Sanders, was quite explicit about that in his really giddy and celebratory speech tonight.